Welcome to the sneak preview of GreaseSpot's exciting new edition podcast. And today we're going to take a little bit of an interview that's going to be coming up in the next few weeks from Chas Ufarley. And now, Chas is going to tell us how she discovered The Way International.
How did I discover The Way International? I was witness to by some wows that I worked with. I was a teenager. I was a senior in high school, 17, and I was working at a restaurant in my hometown, and there was two of them that were working there. One of them stood out quite a bit because this was in southern Maine, and he had a southern accent that was just incredibly, could hardly understand him. So, of course, I was fodder for a lot of discussion, and not to mention some ribbing. And I just got to know them and stuff, and they invited me to fellowship. And it was just kind of interesting because it kind of coincided with a World Lit class I was taking at the time where we were studying the Bible. So I thought I had a ton of ammo for this guy, and he was able to answer my questions quite satisfactorily. And so I was really kind of blown away by the whole thing, and it was like the more I hung around and the more I got answers and stuff like that, the more turned on to it I got. It was really interesting. The ironic thing is I got involved, this was in 1988, I got involved just as really things were falling apart, I found out right. Later, but I had no idea of that. So it was just kind of, it was like I went to my first Rock of Ages in 89 and there were like 2,000 people there. And to me, you know, I'm from a small town. To me, that was just a colossal amount of people to have in one place like that. You know, I thought I was at Woodstock. I just was like blown away. I just thought it was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life. And everybody at that Rock of Ages was very solemn, and you know, there was a lot of whispering and, hey, this is going on in my area, and so-and-so left, and they copped out, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I didn't have a clue what it meant. I had no idea, and they were saying, oh, yeah, it's a real small group this year, and they almost didn't have it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So it was just kind of, the way I got involved was just, it was interesting timing, really, because it was just as, things had just majorly changed within the ministry. But for me, though, it just seemed like it just seemed to be the answer to everything I was looking for at that time.
That was an excerpt from the interview that I'm going to be doing with Chas Ufarley. We should have the official one up in the next 2 weeks or so. I'm very excited about it. I think it's a whole new area that we're going to get into. And next week, you're going to get to hear this from Chas Ufarley. Until then.
It was also at about that same time that Reverend Martindale put out the tape to Twig coordinators and leadership saying, don't go on the internet. And that was about all the ammo I needed to go on the internet to see what he was talking about. Because when he says, don't go on, stay off the internet, it's a devilish thing and all this, I thought, my first impression was, he's hiding something.